Minute 30 before we start the second half. Lakers leads by 7 going into the locker rooms, 25-18. Other area scores around the area. We first start in the Greater Thumb East, Harbor Beach at Marlette. Marlette leads at halftime by 1 over the visiting Harbor Beach Pirates, 25-24, trying to hand the Pirates their first loss of the season. Cass City hosting Reese. Cass City leads Reese at halftime by 14, 27-13. Last word we had from the Bay City All Saints at Vassar game, Vassar led 25-15 over the All Saints after the first quarter. And at the half, North Huron at CPS, North Huron trails by 4, 27-31 against CPS. 50 seconds before the second half starts here, John, what's some second half strategy?
Well, there's no secret what the Lakers are going to need to do. They need to go ahead and protect that 7-point lead by tempoing the game out, taking about 20 seconds off the clock each possession, maybe 25, and maintain that lead. For USA, it's really quite simple. They're going to press them and press them and press them to try to get them to, even if they break the press, take a shot that's outside their normal mode of their offensive scoring looks. And that way, they can go ahead and clear the rebound, control the tempo, and see if they can get back in this ball game, which is definitely possible. This is anyone's game, Clark.
The Lakers outscored USA by 3 points in the first quarter, in the second session by 4 points, 12-8. Lakers is out there with their starters. Number 5, Evan Kaczynski. Number 10, Nick Post. Number 30, Schutte. Number 20, Kyle Binder. Number 42, Paul Zwemer. Out there for USA with the ball is number 15, Hayden Ewald, Jake Beachy. Number 30, Grant Harris with 3 fouls, Dan Rick, and Brendan Ballard. Left to right across your radio are the USA Patriots, and Dan Rick goes in for the layup from the left side, right down the lane, and he's good. Caught Lakers off guard, and the first 2 points go to USA. 25-20, Lakers lead by 5. The near steal from Rick into the hands of Evan Kaczynski. Skip pass all the way down to the baseline to Nick Post. Back out to Schutte on the right wing, dribbles back up, resets the offense with 7.5 to play in the third. Schutte drives down the lane, kicks out to Nick Post for 3 from the right corner. This is up, off the mark, rebound still loose. Paul Zwemer goes up for the shot, and it's good. And he's going to line for 1. Foul more likely is going against Brendan Ballard. That'll be his second foul for USA, the 6'6" junior. He fouled the 6'5" junior, Paul Zwemer, the lefty from Lakers. Paul Zwemer pumped up after that one. He went scoreless in the second quarter, and now he already has 3 points in the third. It's 28-20, an 8-point lead for the Lakers. 7:18 remains in the third. Ballard at the top of the key kicks it over to Rick into the right wing. Now Jake Beachy drives down the lane, goes up, and he gets stripped on the way out. They say last touch by Jared Schutte. So it'll be Laker ball underneath their own, or USA ball underneath their own hoop. As the officials tell Jerry Majeski to get off the court. Jake Beachy passing this one in. Kicks it into the right wing to Ewald. Back into Beachy. Drives in. Ewald now drives in the lane with the ball. Kicks it out to Rick. Now Ballard on the left baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to the left wing. Rick at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Over to Beachy. Feeds it into Ballard. Goes up for the shot. And we have a no... We say he shuffled his feet disco night here in Laker Auditorium. And Ballard can't believe it. And it's a turnover for USA.
Zwemer was trying to avoid that third foul that Ballard was kind of surprised that he just wasn't there.
28-20. Lakers by 8 with the ball. Jared Schutte on the right wing feeds it down to Nick Post underneath the zone. Puts up the shot. This one's no good. Rebound Kyle Binder. And he's still in the corner. We have a timeout called by Lakers. A 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here as Jerry Majeski with the heads-up play there to save from the turnover. So, John, we've played 92 seconds here in the third quarter. And USA has come out strong. Dan Rick with an easy layup. But then Paul Zwemer responds with a 3-point play and gets a foul against Brendan Ballard.
Kind of circumstantial because... USA came out, and not only on the defensive end, they were jumping out in passing lanes. They want steals. They want to get that ball any way they can to go ahead and disrupt what Lakers is doing. Even when Coach Majeski called the timeout, the Patriots had a nice trap on the Lakers and smart timeout. So USA is doing exactly what they need to do, but Lakers is also finding a way of scoring and keeping and maintaining that lead.
Nick Post passes in on the far side of your radio over to Evan Kaczynski on the left wing. Drives down the baseline, kicks it out to Schutte for three in the corner. Off the mark, rebound still loose. And Nick Post brings it in. Goes for the runner from the right side and rebound Brendan Ballard. And we have a, looks like Binder went in for the steal and against Ballard. And they're going to charge a foul. After the foul, Ballard literally just shoved Binder into the wall. They say there is no foul with the push, strictly on Binder. Laker fans starting to get a little rowdy here. USA cheering on from the other side. So it's going to be a foul against number 20, Kyle Binder, his first, and Lakers' first of the second half. As USA will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across the radio. Jake Beachy, top of the key, being guarded by Schutte, dribbles to his right, hands it off to Rick. The pick coming from Ballard, and now we have a whistle. And it's a block against Lakers, so a second team foul against the Lakers in the second half. And that's number five, Evan Kaczynski, his first. Jake Beachy underneath his own hoop, passes it into Dan Rick on the right wing. Kicks it back over to Beachy in the right corner for three. That's up, short, rebound, Nick Post. Here come the Lakers with an eight-point lead, 6 minutes to play in the third session. Jared Schutte back to Kaczynski, dribbled to his left wing, back over to the right wing. Schutte dribbles once, picks up his dribble, feeds it into Zwemmer at the high post, out to Kaczynski from the left wing for three, bounces twice and rebound Ballard. Here comes USA, Rick down the right wing. Jake Beachy drives down the lane, goes up for the layup, and he's fouled on the way up. Two shots coming for Jake Beachy. And it's on the arm against Lakers, their third team foul of this second half. And it goes against a mystery number three. I'd like to think that's going against Jared Schutte. No word yet. As the first free throw from Beachy is good. There we go, Jared Schutte with a foul. And the second was good as well. Beachy 2-for-2 from the free throw line, pushes the deficit down to 6 as Schutte picks up his first. Schutte with the ball, dribbles to his right wing, being guarded by Ewald. Zwemmer at the high post. Zwemmer for the jump shot inside the free throw line is good.
That was smooth.
Paul Zwemmer with 5 in this third quarter alone. And on the night, as USA comes down, number 11. Zach Kramer launches the three from the right corner and in. It is good. A 5-point game, 30-25, Lakers by 5. Schutte, right wing, kicks it into Zwemmer at the in-between the posts. Goes for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound still loose into the hands of Binder. On the baseline, on the right side, kicks it out to the right wing to Schutte. 4:45 left in the third. Zwemmer, high post. Over to Kaczynski, left wing. Back into Zwemmer at the free throw line. Back out to post. Drives into lane, goes over the layup, and it's good. Nick Post slices between two defenders. He now has 7 points and cuts the lead back to 7. Jake Beachy drives into lane, kicks it out to Dan Rick. He resets the offense, drives in, and kicks it back out. Beachy now drives into lane, kicks it back out to the left wing. Hayden Ewald now tries his best at it, and we have a whistle on the floor. And it's a push against Lakers. Fourth team foul against Lakers, and it goes against number 5, Evan Kaczynski, his second. They say he was shooting on that, so Hayden Ewald goes to the line for 2. And the first one, it rims in and out, no good.
I think that's a little poetic justice that he missed that one, because that was definitely way before the shot.
Ballard sits down, Gangler's back in for USA. Post and Binder sit down as Guardian and Steve Kaczynski check in for the Lakers. 4:16 left in the third, as the second free throw is no good either. An errant horn. 4:12 remaining in the third. 32-25, a 7-point lead for the green and white. Lakers, right to left across the radio. Dominic Guardian takes one dribble and picks it up. Now Zwemmer on the right wing. Back